There are many reasons why the words of Jesus are so valuable and important in the lives of believers. The first reason is that the words of Jesus come directly from the Father Himself. The source of His words, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards He was hungry. Now when the tempter came to Him, He said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Jesus did not respond to temptation with reasoning or human logic, but with the written word of God. He revealed that true life, spiritual life, comes not from satisfying the flesh, but from obeying the Father's voice. The Father's commandment on another occasion, Jesus declared, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." Here, Jesus reveals divine order and absolute obedience. He spoke nothing of Himself. Every word was the Father's will, every command was life. There was no self-will, no deviation, no error, only perfect alignment with heaven. The Son did not merely speak truth, He was the voice of the Father on earth. To reject His words is to reject the very breath of eternal life. Therefore, hear and obey, for His command is not suggestion, it is life everlasting. And again Jesus said, "If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that does not love me does not keep my sayings, and the words that you hear are not mine, but the Father's who sent me." Every word Jesus spoke carried the full authority of His Father in heaven. The words given to His disciples, "I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that all things you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me." The words of Jesus are living words from the Father, to be trusted and obeyed without compromise. Jesus is the perfect example of a man walking in deep fellowship with God. If we call ourselves His disciples, then we must live by the same words Jesus lived by, the Father's words. To live apart from them is to live apart from God. To live by them is to walk as obedient sons, dependent and victorious. If Jesus, the sinless Son, depended entirely on His Father's word, how much more must we? The eternal power of His word. Now learn this parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So then likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away until all these things shall be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The words of Jesus will never diminish or decay. They are eternal, because the Father who gave them is eternal. His love is from everlasting to everlasting. His mercies are everlasting. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. The believer is born again by the incorruptible Word of God that lives and abides forever. Jesus said, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." Because the Father is the source of His words, they never lose their power to change lives. Our continual confession should be, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. The words of Jesus, our sure foundation. Why do you call me, Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me, and hears my sayings, and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man who built a house, and dug deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that hears, and does not, is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. The strength of any building is in its foundation. If the foundation is weak, the structure will collapse. So it is with every believer. We must build our lives upon the words of Jesus, hearing them, believing them, and putting them into practice. The Lord gave me this word a few years ago. Do not place anything in my path that you think is too hard for me, for I will say there is nothing impossible with me. If you walk in the path that I have chosen for you, you will know the truth. There is nothing impossible for you if you will believe and act upon my word. My word must be the anchor of your life. My word must be the firm foundation that you stand on. Continue in his word. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. As Jesus spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Many quote only the second part, but Jesus' words are clear. Freedom comes to those who continue in his word. Believers are meant to grow into disciples through ongoing obedience to what Jesus has said. He said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. On another occasion, the Lord gave me this word, "For it's my word and my word only that can build you up. It's my word and my word only that saved you in the beginning. It's my word and my word only that can sustain you. It's my word and my word only that can provide all the needs of your life. And it's my word and my word only in your heart that will comfort you." Jesus executes judgment with his word, "And if any man hears my words, and believes not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me, and does not receive my words, has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." Jesus came to save, not to condemn. Yet rejection of his words brings judgment, because his words are the words of the Father himself. By refusing them, people cut themselves off from salvation and life. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." His words are not suggestions or opinions. They are the only words by which humanity may be saved, the only words that bring a person from death into life. The believer's commission: "I have manifested your name unto the men that you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever you have given to me are of you. For I have given unto them the words which you gave me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from you, and they have believed that you did send me." Jesus manifested the name. He revealed the Father. He entrusted his word. They believed. They received. They kept. The Son declared the Father's heart, and the Father glorified his Son in them. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." All power. All authority. None excluded. Heaven and earth bow to him. This is not a suggestion, it is a command. Go. Teach. Baptize. Obey. The Lord of glory stands behind every word spoken in his name. And Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. This is not a theory. This is the believer's calling. The name still carries power. The command still stands. The signs still follow those who believe. Preach. Believe. Act. Expect. The risen Christ works with those who obey his word, confirming it with divine power. Jesus has given every believer a clear command, not optional, not seasonal, but eternal. We are to go into the world with his word, the Father's word, and make disciples. The Holy Spirit himself confirms these words with power. He does not confirm tradition, opinion, or ritual, only truth, only the words of Jesus. These things I have spoken to you about while being present with you. But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Remember. Do not forget his words. The Spirit brings life to every command spoken by the Lord. He does not speak to entertain, but to empower. But when the Comforter comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. The Spirit testifies. The believer must also testify. Silence is not obedience. Witness boldly. Speak truth. Declare Christ. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. We must hear Jesus and diligently follow him, yielding our lives to the Holy Spirit of truth. He does not whisper man's wisdom but declares the word of Christ living, active, unstoppable. The believer's commission remains. It cannot be altered, ignored, or delayed. The authority of his name has not diminished. The power of his Holy Spirit has not weakened. The call is still, go. The command is still, teach. The promise is still, I am with you always. Obey the word. Preach the gospel. Manifest the name. The world must know Jesus Christ is Lord. Conclusion: the words of Jesus are eternal, unchanging, and life-giving. They carry the authority of the Father, the power of the Spirit, and the promise of everlasting life. They are our foundation, our guide, and our strength. To believe them is to live. To reject them is to perish. Every true disciple of Christ must live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.